I would, yeah, some interesting points there. The bit about motorway, having decent roads is absolutely crucial. I just want to mention, I'll come to you in a second, Jeff. Page 111, you've got a map of the Greenbelt. And I just chucked this in as a sort of discussion point, really, because I think the Greenbelt, you know, most of us would broadly, I think, agree with the principle of the Greenbelt stopping urban sprawl. And in particular, in the case of the London Greenbelt, Metropolitan Greenbelt, it's to stop the sort of onward march of London out into the countryside. But the trouble with that Greenbelt is there's basically no development allowed in the Greenbelt. It's really sacrosanct, and districts like Epping Forest that are wholly within the Greenbelt, just no development anywhere within their walls as far as they're concerned. But the trouble is it means that outside the Greenbelt, which is in other words our side of the Greenbelt, is where all the development ends up. If you suddenly, and I'm not just for a minute you do this, but if suddenly development on the Greenbelt were allowed, like it is outside the Greenbelt, then nobody would be wanting to build in tendering because all the builders would be moving down to the Greenbelt to whack up houses as quick as they could because they'd be so valuable. And I just think that the Greenbelt may protect London, but it doesn't do us any favours. And it's sort of it's just worth considering. I chuck that in as a discussion point. I do agree wholeheartedly with Nick's point about the fact that we just have a complete lack of motorway infrastructure anywhere in this general area. Other point I wanted to make is we talked a lot about the cooperative working that's going on between Colchester and Braintree and tendering and how that's been recognised nationally by Westminster. And it's quite interesting because that's a quadrant within Essex. We've got these four kind of quadrants where the districts of Essex are grouped together. Our quadrant is by far and away the most successful in terms of working together, the cooperation that's going on between members, between officers, and the general direction of travel, to the extent that Chelmsford actually want to come into our quadrant. They see that as being a positive, dynamic place to be, and that's I think, a real testament to what we're achieving up in this corner of Essex. But, Councillor Bray, you want to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just harking back to Councillor Turner's discussion there relating to the roads and the lack of motorway. Nothing would please me more than seeing the A12 motorised, preferably all the way to our junction. It would, however, leave us with a small problem because, as you rightly say, it is the only principal direct road into our district, and that would present a bit of a problem for non-motorway traffic. So there may be a small issue there. And I'm wondering how heavily we can make the point that we need a better A12 infrastructure. From the point of view of business, potential business in the future, people need to get their raw materials in and their goods out. And they need a road to do that. The A12 can't cut it. It's not been able to cut it for years. I really think it should be, we should push that as hard as we can.
There are proposals being drawn up to upgrade the A12 to three lane for the length of it. So not motorway status, but because as you say, there are downsides to being a motorway. Absolutely. But three lane, and when you look at the A12, when you consider the A12, certainly just the other side of Colchester, where you've got houses right on the A12, they'd have to be bulldozed, basically. People would have to be moved out and bulldozed. It's not going to be an easy thing to do. And lots of the junctions would have to be shifted about. You know, just sticking an extra lane on sort of sounds easy, but the cost of it's a massive project. And Highways England, because the Highways Agency is not called Highways Agency anymore, apparently it's called Highways England now. And they are looking to it. They have got a plan in place, and they're hoping to have some sort of... But it's ever such a long-term plan. It's frightening how long it takes to do roads like that. Depressingly long, but it is in the system. It is in the sausage machine. And maybe one day we'll still be alive and when they actually do it. Don't hold your breath, though. Carlo.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. The point I was going to make was that how come... I don't think there is any mechanism for us to put pressure on Highway England. You know, Essex County Council had been campaigning for about 15, 20 years to have that stretch of road between Colchester and Chelmsford add an extra lane. By all means, I'm not going to oppose any inclusion of that becoming a reality. But with regards to the time frame, there is a £5 million that Essex County Council have put to the feasibility study to dual the A120 from Colchester to Braintree, and that's going to take 5 years just for the feasibility study. And when you question Highway England and, you know, the partners, because the A120 is another Highway England road that's looked after. I'll never understand why the A133 is Essex County Council and the A120 is Highway England. It's very bizarre, but that's how it is. 5 years for a feasibility study, how long is it going to be before it won't be in our lifetime, you know? My little trip to Stansted will be on a single track for quite a long time to come, I fear. But I'd just like maybe officer could give us some guidance on how to include our, you know, what we want to try to achieve here. Is it going to be waste of our breath, or, you know, let's include it anyway?